welcome to AdLib, the York Theatre Royal podcast,
where we interview industry professionals and get an insight into the theatre world.
I'm Henry.
And I'm Jessie.
And this week I've travelled all the way down to Bath, I know, such a long way, to see Jessie, but more importantly to see Harriet Watson, who is a current alternate in the touring cast of Six the Musical. Now, what's an alternate, Jessie?
An alternate is when you have, for example, in Six, no spoilers, they've got six in the cast, but you have then three, is it three alternates?
Yeah, they've got three alternates.
That swap in and out, and they've got like...
Their covers,
their tracks, holidays, if someone's poorly. So, yeah, so Harriet does the amazing, amazing job of knowing all six tracks.
Six tracks.
So she can step in at a moment's notice.
It's absolutely incredible, and a mind-boggling world of knowing so many different parts and harmonies and dance moves. It's absolutely insane.
It's the kind of job that you just totally forget exists and is so integral in the carrying on of the show.
Yeah, it's so important. But hopefully this episode will kind of shine a light on what alternates and swings and understudies do, as well as hearing about the queendom and the whole story of Six itself.
Yeah, yeah. We really hope you enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy. So now we're joined by Harriet Watson, who is a current alternate in the touring version of Six the Musical. So thank you for coming on the show.
Hello.
So do you want to just kind of tell us a bit about yourself before we kind of kick off so people know who you are?
Yeah, so I'm Harriet. I studied at Midlands Academy of Dance and Drama in Nottingham, graduated in, when did I graduate? 2014, and this is my first proper job.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a big one. It's your first proper job.
Yeah, I had a private audition, didn't get that. And then I went to the open audition and then just came all the way through the open.
Oh, so your agent or whatever arranged your private audition?
Yeah.
And then you could re-audition as... That's really interesting.
Yeah. So I think it was literally like 2 weeks later, I was like, I've given up on this, I'm going to go again.
Wow, okay.
So then I went to the open with probably... I want to say like 1,000 people. It was mental, like it queued all the way around and back on itself. And then just came up from there.
Wow. And was that for we were talking about this on the way here. Was that for one of the wives or was that to be?
No, yeah, that was to be an alternate.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, on cool. Either, I think it's for the ships, the tour and town.
Wow. Yeah. Can you tell us about what they wanted you to do in that audition?
Yeah, so I think it was the dance round first. So we had to do like a piece of Get Down choreography. And then we did a bit of Don't Lose Your Head, and then we also did a bit of No Way. And then once we'd done the choreography, we went back the next day, and they gave us like a list of songs to sing that they wanted us to do. So I picked Halo, Beyonce. Went back, sang that, went back again, did the material, went back again, did more material. Thought we were going to find out, and then went back one last time, just a few of us, where they had a few other people come in. I think Jen came in at that point, who's also an alternate. And then that was it.
Great.
Yeah.
And were you excited when you got it?
Yeah.
No, I was like,
oh, no, yeah, of course, it's my proper first job, so I was really excited. I remember my agent ringing me, she went, so what queen do you want to play? And I was like, stop pissing around. Mm. Like, what do you mean? She was like, yeah, you got the part. And then I was crying. My family were on holiday at the time. They'd all gone to the family holiday to Ibiza, and I couldn't go because of the recalls. Yeah. So I was at home, and then I just remember bursting into tears. And then I was like, right, I'm going. And I flew out to Ibiza for the weekend.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
That's
such a great way to like celebrate. So which queen did you want to play?
I think originally I wanted to play Seymour. I'd always saw myself as a Seymour. That was the main one I was going for. But you know, now doing it, I just love Anne Boleyn. I'm obsessed with her. So yeah, I'm glad that I get to play her as well. But so Seymour and Parr are my first two covers. Mm. And then the rest I just do when people are on or ill, kind of thing. Yeah.
Cool. So the rehearsal process to be an alternate, how was that?
So we were in rehearsals, but we spent a lot of our time watching the queens. But then the girls were so nice, we were allowed to tap in and tap out. So if I wanted to go in and do a scene that I've watched, I could go in, rehearse it and do it. We were all treated exactly the same. We did Queen School. So we did, we had to do lots of research, do like a YouTube presentation of what we'd learned about the queens.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, and then we did like a lot of, self-love work, all that kind of stuff, like being in love with yourself and confidence. Because they wanted it to be like a, like a concert kind of thing, but like you, but a heightened version of yourself. So they were very much concentrating on us being comfortable with ourselves. Yeah. But then my first week, actually, we got called in a week earlier than the tour queen, so we got to rehearse with the West End queens.
Okay.
So we got to do that as well, so that was fun. Yeah, it was tough. And I think it's more been learning on the job. So as much as I can do rehearsals, it wasn't till I got to go on and physically do it that then it started to make sense and it all started to like click. And yeah, I felt much easier going on and doing stuff now.
How do you feel like stepping in? Because so obviously you've got choreography to remember, lines, and then the harmonies. How, like, in the show, I was thinking, because like there's really intricate harmonies. How do you go, oh yeah, I'm on this note today?
So I'm very lucky. Our MD, Arlene, if I say to her, look, can I come in and do a harmony section? So I'll come in and she'll play all the harmonies for me for one part. So then I've got that on my phone now. So an hour before I go on stage, I listen to that before I go on.
Okay.
So I have that. Harmonies are definitely the hardest thing in the world. Because with the choreography, so there's a thing called swing eyes. If there's a space, you fill it. So you look around, you just fill it. Luckily, I know what, do you know what I mean? I know what I'm doing now. But also my other alternate, Jen, she made a swing Bible, which has every position for every single queen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm very lucky that I get to look at that as well.
So she, like, off her own back, made that?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Cool.
I should have made my own, but hers is so good. I haven't made it. Yeah, so when I'm getting ready, I'll look, flick through the folder. I'll go, like, back, front, back, here, in, out, listen to my harmonies. The lines are easy because I've heard it hundreds of times.
And do you watch it?
Yeah, so because I'm dance captain as well, so I have to do a show watch once a week. So when we go into a new venue, I'll do the show watch on the first day. Mm-hmm. Do all the notes for the girls, because then I get the notes for that as well, so then I can correct myself. Mm. So yeah, it's hard, but it's fun, it's exciting. I always get nervous on a debut day, so I've still got one queen left to do.
Which one?
Catherine Howard.
Oh, okay.
The pink one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 7 minute long song one. So I'm looking forward to that one. We'll see. But yeah,
it's like a bingo.
Yeah, that no, there's a thing the fans have called, it's called Swingo.
Swingo, okay.
Yeah, so when we do it, like Jen completed it the other day, and she got out loads of gifts, and she's completed it now. So yeah, it's exciting.
Cool. So is Jen on this tour?
Yeah, Jen was at Anne Boleyn last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And she, so how do you decide who goes on?
So Boleyn and, who's the other one? Boleyn and Catherine Howard are her first two. But if she's got to go on for Catherine, I'll go on for Boleyn. Mm. It goes in order.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. So there's like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a preference.
Yeah.
Going back to the loving yourself, like, work you did in rehearsals. Can you talk us a little bit through that?
So we did this thing, what was it called? So we had to like walk across the room. I'm trying to think how to explain it. And you had to think of like glitter coming out of you and things like this, and just looking at your body being like, yeah, I really like every part of you. And you had to thank all your body parts. We had to, what else did we do? We did this thing where you walk around and you grab like pieces of light and you fill yourself with it. I know it sounds a bit wanky, but it does help, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we did a, what's it called? Lip sync competition. So you had to just get over any inhibitions you've got in front of all like the West End queens and all that, and just get up and do it. So that was fun as well. But yeah, I think it was just about thanking your body and working on how you stand. And we had to do lots of position in the mirror, like lots of mirror work and having to properly look at yourself. It was hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard sometimes, like when we first start, because you don't know these girls, and you go in like, yeah, love yourself, enjoy yourself, and it was difficult, but towards the end, it was just like, now I go on, I'm like, yeah, cool.
This really, it just seems like a no-brainer that if you're going to do an empowering show, you need to be, like, empowered and have the same, like, through the rehearsals.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, when I first went on for my first few shows, I was still a bit, and I was watching Mega Sixes, like, oh, I don't really like the way I look there, but you know now.
Yeah.
Because you get so much like love and stuff off the fans, and they're just so nice, and everyone here is so nice. You just do learn to do it.
Mm.
So yeah, it's really nice.
It's nice to know that it's not fake. I know that sounds like, again, as you said, it's a no-brainer, but like it's nice to know that you mean what you're saying. Even if it's as characters. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little, I'm so sorry.
No, you go for it.
Can you tell us about fandom? A bit, like your experience of that and...
I've had a nice experience. So I have like a little, these group of girls that message me every day, really nice messages, just to like lift me up and make sure I'm feeling all right. We get presents, we get fan mail.
Wow.
Yeah, Malvern? We went to Malvern and we had the stage doors mental, and they were like, Hugh Grant didn't even have this many fans. Like the stage doors are ridiculous. and they're just really nice.
It's huge because I've seen it on like Twitter and everything. Like the amount, when, as soon as a new cast is announced, it's like everywhere. Like suddenly, all these retweets and new followers, and it's just like,
yeah,
because it's called the Queendom.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It is insane. When was it? The day I got announced, I, because I was so nervous, I fell asleep on my dad's bed at 9 o'clock, and I woke up at 9:20. I'm not lying to you. I probably had 700 new followers. My phone was going mental. Twitter was mad. I had phone calls, messages. It is insane. It's like a girl band. People follow it like a girl band.
I was gonna say it is like a like your pop stars, like your like stars.
Yeah.
That's this is your first job. Have any of the other queens sort of had a similar experience in any other like roles they played? Or is it just a completely its own?
I think Jodie and Lauren were in Heather's before this. But obviously Jodie's still, she's massive anyway. But yeah, they had the same sort of thing. So I think they said a lot of their fans have transferred over to Six.
Okay.
So yeah, they had the same sort of thing. Yeah.
Did you expect that when you, before it got kind of announced and you got cast that?
Did you get warned about it?
Yeah, we had like a chat. No, we had a chat after. No, we had a chat in rehearsals about it, about this kind of thing. I didn't expect it. Being an alternate, I don't think I feel bad saying that, but I didn't expect getting as much attention as I did. And I'm not going to lie, it was very overwhelming. To all of a sudden, I know it sounds silly, but to look at your Instagram, to go from 500 followers to all of a sudden, like now it's 5,500, and it's just looking at it, and I'm like, it's, and I feel like I got scared of it at first. I didn't like it. Now I love it because obviously people just say the nicest things. I get to speak with loads of people, but yeah, at the beginning I was like, oh god.
It does seem really supportive, like on the whole, the fact that the number of people that sat there already in merch last night, it's. Mad.
The amount of people that come back. So we have a little group that follow us basically around the country. They're always there at one show, bless them. But it's the repeat that you get, the repeat Christmas. I think in town they had to stop letting people have multiple tickets because people were buying tickets every single day to go and see the show.
They
were like, no, you can't do that anymore. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'll say,
exactly. That was it. I think people's families couldn't even get tickets because families just kept going back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, what an amazing problem to have.
Yeah.
I've just realised we've kind of not really talked about the history of Six and like why there is this sort of fandom.
Yeah.
So,
if someone that doesn't know what Six is, seeing as we've talked about it, could you explain kind of roughly what it is?
Six is a girl power pop concert that's. I don't know how to explain it. It's always trying to catch you out, that kind of thing. It's that kind of show you think it's done, it's not. It's just six girls on stage having fun, telling the story from a different side, not from Henry VIII. Because at school, I'll be honest, I didn't know anything about these wives.
No
idea. I didn't really know a lot about, I can't know if we learned it in Swindleby or not, I didn't really know a lot about Henry VIII. It's just telling you from a side that you don't normally hear.
Beyond the divorce by the die.
Yeah, I think that's probably the only thing I ever heard. Because then when we went into our Queen's school, I've learned so much. I could tell everyone about anything now, about any of the queens.
Oh, please do. Do you have any, like, really fun facts?
Really fun facts. Let me think. Fun ones.
No pressure.
I know, isn't it? I think the only one that I remember or I really like is Anne Boleyn and Henry were in court one day, flirting and stuff, and kissing and doing all that kind of stuff, and Catherine of Aragon just walked in. Apparently she just walked in, watched them, downed a glass of wine or something, and then just walked out. And I think this is when they were still together.
Oh.
I don't know why, I always remember that fact. But then I think Thomas attacked Catherine Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did. After, while he was with Catherine Parr. No, because she was dead. I've made that up. Something about Thomas, he was a perv anyway, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I say I could tell you anything and now I'm on the spot and I don't know anything.
Yeah, no, I think I recently watched this like, made for TV, like dramatized, like documentary, which is the guy who used to play Bradley in EastEnders was playing Henry VIII, and there was this like really sick moment where Catherine of Aragon was just like, in the court with it's such drama.
Yeah,
for it. And Six, did it start at the French?
Yes, it did. So I'm looking at Gemma because she's been on the show from the very beginning.
Have you?
That's cool.
I saw it at the Fringe. I saw it at the Fringe 2 years ago because I did a show. Did you come and see Early Birds or any of that?
No, I wasn't at Fringe that year.
So I did a show called Early Birds, being Pauline Quirk, and it was written by the writers of Birds of a Feather. So I was there doing that show.
When you were in?
We were in, well, Pauline Quirk bought her own venue, Riddle's Court.
Wow.
So that was amazing. So I went to see Six there. I was like, oh my God, I have to be in this show. And then, yeah, that's the first place I saw it. Then it went to, went on a tour for 3 months. Then it went to the Arts, and now we're back out on our second tour. And then now, obviously, it's in Broadway, Sydney.
West End, obviously.
Yeah, West End.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's ridiculous how quickly the thing's blown up.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like, even when I go home to Lincoln, where we haven't toured or I don't think it's near, so my mum was getting her eyebrows done at Benefit the other day, doing the chit-chat, yeah, my daughter's in six. Oh, my gosh. Who is she? Like, which queen did she play? I need to meet her. So it's mental.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You said you went to drama school in the Midlands.
Yeah.
What was your, like, journey towards that?
To get into my drama school?
Yeah, like, did you, have you always wanted to be...
No. So I went to film school first. I went to Elian Studios.
Oh, wow.
Did that. Did directing. It was supposed to be 3 years, but I dropped out before the year. Didn't enjoy it. And I just thought, you know what? I'd rather be doing that.
Mm.
So then I applied, got in, and just went. I don't know why I didn't apply to any London schools. I think I just wanted to stay at home. So, yeah, and then I just went to drama school. Had the best time for 3 years. Yeah, and then finished. But basically, I think my main training came from, so I graduated and I didn't really know where I fitted anywhere because I was a curvier girl. My college, I don't know if you put this on, was mainly focused on the skinnies, the stick things, the dancers. And I didn't really know who I wanted to be. I always knew I wanted to do like comedy, that kind of thing. But after I went to, they're called W1 Workshops in London, run by Nancy Sullivan and David Thaxton, who are actors. That's where I definitely got most of my training from, and I met loads of casting directors, loads of choreographers, so they are incredible, if I'm allowed to say that on the podcast. Yeah. Anybody wants to go to W1 workshops. Yeah, so that's where I got most of my training from, I think.
And they're musical theatre workshops?
Yeah. Cool. They do like acting ones though, like straight acting. They do so much different stuff, they're incredible.
Yeah.
It's really good, really like affordable thing for actors in London to do. Once you graduated.
So did you move to London after you graduated?
Yeah, moved to London with a group of friends. Lived in Southgate, then moved to Brixton. Was just doing normal like temping jobs for a bit, working in offices, TV studios, that kind of thing. Got my early birds job 2 years ago. Met my agent, Esther Charkham, there. She was the producer for Birds of a Feather, so it all ties in really nicely. And she was Pauline's first agent. So that all ties in really nicely together. And then I got this.
Nice,
yeah.
And so, how long have you been touring this now?
19 weeks. Could have made that up. I keep looking over there because she'll know. I think it's 19 weeks.
And you've got quite a way to go yet.
Yeah. We finish July 25th.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you have any time off?
We get next week.
Oh, wow.
We've got next week, got a week off, we're going to New York, and then we get another week again in 6 weeks in April, so we get a week then.
So is it an international tour?
No, just
you. You're going to New York for holiday?
Oh, we're going for holiday, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You're going to try and see Six on Broadway.
Apparently we are. We're going to the previews. We're going to go and see that. Yeah, it'd be nice to see what it's like in an American accent. I think that's what I'm excited for.
Oh,
do they keep it in American accents?
Yeah, so everyone keeps it in their own accents, even the Australian ones. Because it's all about being yourself in the show, so yeah, they want to keep it in.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'd be weird to hear that. Yeah. But they've had to change one thing, you know, where Catherine Howard says, I'm really fit. They change it to I'm really hot, because obviously fit over there means, it's the same here, but they think athletics.
I did think, do they know what pret-a-manger is? Because that's one of the lines.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
I'll listen, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, yeah. Yeah, no, everyone keeps it same.
I'll be interested to see what like an American audience reacts to it, because they're much more vocal.
Yeah, so apparently we had a girl come over from the ship who was apparently a lot of American audiences. She said they didn't like it.
What do you mean by ship?
So that we're also on 3 cruise ships. Okay.
Six the show is on a cruise ship.
Yeah, it's on cruise ships as well.
The people on the cruise ship go and see Six every night?
Yeah, no, they do 4 shows. So I think they change it. So if you're on the cruise ship, they'll only have enough for so many people, then the other people go and see it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but she said the audiences were a bit, like they didn't like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the kind of people who go on cruise ships,
yeah,
a bit, like, lovely. But, like, quite old.
Yeah, I think that's what she was saying. Yeah, but obviously Broadway, and there's been such a massive hype about it. When they did their first performance, the stage door was crazy.
Wow.
So I think Broadway, they're going to love it.
I think so.
Yeah.
When does it... Oh, so it opens next week.
It opened... 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Say you were to have an American or Australian women cast in the UK tour of it. Mm. They keep their own accent.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we've got Lauren who's Welsh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They just keep it.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm.
So as an alternate, costume, how does that work? And wigs, because they're quite funky costumes.
Yeah.
They're really cool. How does that work?
So obviously all the queens have got their own ones, and then as alternates also get our own ones. So mine is, no one else has mine, but mine is obviously the bodice, I have 7 layers, the trousers, and then the peplum. I keep that on for every character, but my wig, my new ginger wig, that changes for every queen. So I get different styles for every queen. So like Bobo tonight, I'll have the space buns. And then for Cleves, I have a massive Dutch plait with crowns either side.
Yeah.
But Jen and Cassie, who's our other alternate, they have slight variations. So Jen last night was Anne Boleyn, so she had the shorts.
Yeah.
But then when she's Catherine Howard, she has a skirt. And Cassie does the same when she's Cleves. She has shorts and a furry jacket.
Mm.
When she's Aragon, she has a leotard and a skirt. So yeah, they get nice little changes. But
that's cool that you get your own costume there.
Yeah,
actually,
it's amazing.
That's quite nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. They very much like to treat us like we are,
because
obviously we're on every single week.
Mm.
And then in Manchester, I was on, I think I did a full 9 show week because of illnesses and stuff. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, they just treat us all exactly the same. So it's really nice.
In that week in Manchester, did you play the same character?
No, I did. I think one day I did Catherine Parr in the morning and did Anne Boleyn in the evening.
Wow.
Was your brain a bit frazzled at that
point? Yes, I was tired. I was very tired. Yeah, no, it's exciting though, because it keeps you on your toes. Like, people always say, oh, do you not wish you were an original queen? I'm like, I like doing all the different ones.
Yeah, that's the best of...
Yeah, it's so much fun. And I quite like... I remember when I first started, I hated it. I used to stand there shaking my eyes thinking, who am I today?
Mm.
But now I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I think I like looking around and being on my toes and stuff. So,
how often do you get rotated in to do it?
So scheduled, we get one every single week, but we'll do an alternate queen. So I've done Parr this week, I'll do Seymour next week.
Mm.
But then obviously, yeah, we just pick up if anyone's ill, all that kind of thing.
And do you find out at 9 in the morning?
We have different cut-off times. So if the show's at 8 o'clock at night, our cut-off will be 3 o'clock. But then obviously sometimes, I mean, my very first show, it was a double show day, Athena came off, I had 20 minutes, she's like, I just can't do the other one. So then I just literally had 20 minutes to get ready, get into it.
Wow.
I preferred it though, because I was building up, thinking, okay, Oxford's go, it's my go time, I'm going to do it. But being thrown on was so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So much easier, because you can't think about
that proper deep end swimming pool, yeah.
Yeah. I had one the other day, I had an Aragon debut the other day, and I was just literally thrown on, and I was like, yeah, cool, let's just do it. So it's so much easier.
Has anything gone wrong?
Oh my God, yeah. Did you not see last night?
Well, yeah, we did have a show stop last night.
The show stop, but then also I made a character up. So normally I'm supposed to say, who was Henry the VII's wife, sixth wife, fifth wife? Mm. Last night it was Henry the VI, fifth and fourth wife. So that went wrong last night.
I assume there was a Henry the IV.
Yeah, no, there has to be.
I hope
there was. They just skipped it.
So yeah, no, that went wrong. We've had a few. I think Maddie fell down the stairs once, bless her.
Do you know what? I saw a video, I don't know if it's your tour, but of one of the queens getting glitter in their mouth, getting so
Lauren.
And I watched it so closely trying to see her, because the whole thing, she was like, yes, I did stick my fingers in my mouth. I was literally staring at it, I can't see her doing it.
Oh yeah, no, she went, and it just got stuck through her mouth, she's like, looking at me.
No, I saw that on Twitter, I was so
funny. Yeah, no, things definitely do go wrong.
Yeah.
I'll put my hands up and admit sometimes I'll be in the wrong space, or especially a debut day, the Aragon debut, couldn't tell you where I was. Could not tell you. Thank God the girls are so kind though. They just, because a lot of the girls have done swing work, alternate work before, they know to just adapt around it and move.
Mm-hmm.
And they always help me out. You'll see some mega sixes where me and Jenna are on, I don't know who I am, who I'm playing. I think it's Berlin or something, but she's literally throwing me across the stage to get in the right position.
Oh, that's so helpful.
Everyone really, really looks after each other on the show. It's so nice.
So is it like a sort of musical theatre, career, you sort of do understudies and swings, and then you sort of...
I don't know. I think, I talk about Jen a lot here. Jen has been a swing alternate for, I think it's for 7 years. I think she's done a few leads, but yeah, she's so good at what she does. She has the most insane brain. You could show her something and she'll know it within 10 minutes.
It's like a whole skill set to be able to do that.
Yeah. So yeah, I've definitely learned a lot from her, because I've never ever done this before. And definitely going on, being my first job and doing, 6 tracks, there you go. Because obviously normally you'd only do one or two.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned so much from that girl. Yeah, it's definitely something you have to learn.
Did that kind of ever get covered in your training? Like being like an alternate or
no.
something?
No, and that's one thing we were talking about. We don't know why it's not covered in training.
Yeah.
Because not being horrible, most people who come out fresh out of drama school, unless you're extremely fortunate and talented, you will go straight into the lead roles.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time you don't, and you're always going to get cast as a swing or an alternate. So we were saying this, we don't know why it's not covered in training, because it's such an important skill set that you have to have. And if you've never done it before, like, I didn't get trained in it.
Yeah.
And I literally remember turning on the day, I was like, oh, shit. thank God for Jen being here. And
her Bible.
Yeah, and the swing Bible, thank God. And Arlene for obviously helping whatever she can. But yeah, it's frustrating that it's not a thing. I think I spoke to someone, actually, in the West End. Their friend's doing a book on it, How to Become a Swing.
Oh, really?
I think they are. Let me double check that. I think they've written a book about becoming a swing. So that things like that's really helpful.
Do you think the role of sort of alternate swings, understudies, they're getting more recognition than they 100%. Used to? Yeah.
And I will say, I will hand up and say, I think Six has definitely done it. Because now it's become a thing, the whole alternate thing. I'd never, like, if I'd gone to a show before, I wouldn't even know who the alternates or the understudies were. Like, it.
Well, I think there used to be a thing like, oh, if you haven't got the main person, it'd be, there was almost a bit of disappointment for that.
There was a whole thing on Twitter recently, because wasn't it a theatre apologised because, was it Dove Cameron couldn't be in a show?
Yes.
And said, if you want a refund, get in touch. And then there was this whole uproar on Twitter, and obviously, like, you know, people in theatre being like, this is, like, totally unacceptable.
Yeah.
And since then, I've really noticed, like, yeah, there's one particular... were we talking about it? There's one Twitter account that always
says... The West End Understudies Twitter account, which I think is fantastic.
Oh, I love them.
They tweet being like, oh, you know, this person's been this person. We're like, how do you know?
Yeah,
do you know how they
find out?
Sometimes we tell them, or if I know, we'll put it on
Twitter
our Instagram.
Account.
Yeah, they follow our Instagrams and stuff, and then they post it straight away.
Oh, wow.
They're so good. They're amazing. I think they're, like... I think they started at a college or something, so just some young people started at a college or at school. Yeah, now it's massive.
Mm.
Wow, that's amazing how they've just, like, had that idea and you take them seriously and, like, that's really,
Because I've been in the scene shows and I've been like, oh, I'm seeing this, like, anyone who's different. And it's like, that's not a bad thing, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
It's exciting that more people are kind of doing that.
It's look, we're lucky with the fans that we've got because they support the alternates so much. So, yeah, we're like a whole and separate thing. So, yeah.
And was that a creative team decision that the swings would be and the alternates would be like?
I think so. Yeah, it must be, surely. Because if the schedule is on for a show a week, I think so. I would love to say more on it. I don't know. But I remember the first time that they only had one swing, Grace. And she covered all six queens. Grace Mowat, is that your pronounced surname? Yeah, she was the only swing for the whole show. One girl. So I think that's maybe why. She's won loads of awards and stuff.
Brilliant.
Riley for doing that,
And now she's the understudy for Anne Juliet in West End at the minute.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so she gets to go on a lot for that as well. She's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Also, it must be, no wonder the fans keep coming back and get booking like loads of tickets, because then you get to see so many different variations.
Yeah, I think that's a very clever thing as well. You get to see all the different rotations of queens and stuff, because they get really excited, because obviously they do this swingo thing. People ticket off like, I've done... there's some girl that's coming tonight, she's like, oh, if you're Berlin, I'll have seen my 4 out of 6. They tried to complete it. Oh my God, they've made a spreadsheet, right? And they, this one girl has made this whole spreadsheet of how many times we've been on and how many times she's seen us. And she posts it every now and then. So you get to, it's nice because you also get to see how many shows you've done as what character and stuff. Yeah, they very much tried to complete it. They have a tick sheet and they cross us all off the amount of times they've seen us and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really nice. Really nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
So how have you found it going around the country, like obviously jumping into your first tour like this? What's it like being in a different city each week?
I'm not gonna lie, it's hard.
It's
I hate packing my suitcase. I hate it with a passion. So having to unpack it and repack it every week is hard, but it's not, it's exciting seeing different places. So now I'd know where to go in the country and where not to go. It's difficult because we have our tech days on the first day we get here. We have a full, well, we come in at 2 o'clock. The tech team come in at 9 o'clock in the morning and don't finish till 10:30 at night.
It's quite a lot of tech.
It's a lot. It's exciting. Yeah, getting to see different parts of the country and different audiences. Our best audience by far was Glasgow. Glasgow was insane. It was so good. But then we did spend 6 weeks in Salford. I got to properly like unpack and stuff.
Any places like you really liked?
I loved Oxford.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. I loved it there. I really liked Glasgow. Love Edinburgh. We did Edinburgh 2 weeks ago.
What theatre did you do in Edinburgh?
We did. We did. What did we do? Edinburgh. Where did we go? Do you know? Playhouse. Playhouse.
Oh, cool.
Yes, it was nice there. I'm trying to remember what it even looked like. Honestly, we were saying, well, we don't know where we were last week. Where were we last week? Aylesbury. Yeah, no, Edinburgh Playhouse, yeah. Mm. That was nice. Felt very haunted, though.
Yeah. What about the experience of, like, the different theatres and how much does the show adapt when you get there?
So, I personally like it in the bigger theatres because it feels like a proper concert.
Mm.
And I think with this tour, we've got such high energy, it really works in a massive theatre.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to these smaller ones, no, I still like it. It does feel different, though. We've been lucky with Bath being quite a small one, that the audiences have been so good.
Yeah.
Where was we? The first few times in Salford, we were in the smaller theatre in the Lowry.
How many does that seat?
I want to say, if 300, if that. Less?
More than that.
More? Oh, more than that.
Mm.
It just felt tiny.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was about that theatre. I just wasn't keen on it. And sometimes, I think because when you're a smaller theatre, people are more self-conscious. Because obviously, at the big top of the show, we do the opening chat, you need to be screaming and shouting. But I think people are a bit more self-conscious, so a bit more quiet. But we need...
Yeah.
That's where you need your regulars in.
Yeah.
Because they kick it off and set the tone for everyone.
Also, you know,
it's like doing this kind of show in a traditional theatre. It's like breaking down the barriers of how people should behave. Like,
yeah.
It's just totally... Especially, like, we're talking about the cruise ships and the old people maybe not enjoying it.
Mm.
Like, sorry, I'm being so rude. I'm so sorry. I've been on a cruise, it was lovely. It's like, you suddenly have to behave in a totally different way, which is, like, I think, a very, like, up-and-coming thing in theatre.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, getting there.
Yeah.
So,
They are good. Our audiences are very good. You do get the few odd people then they're thinking, oh my God, no.
Yeah.
Especially in Get Down. If you have the fans on the front row, it's amazing to get them up and get them dancing. We had this guy, where was he? In a big one the other day. Edinburgh.
Mm.
He looked like he was going to die. His Shaq's obviously like, come on, get up.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. But if you get a fan, you're fine. They get up and they get dancing.
The guy last night was dancing well.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was, Yeah, no, he was good. You just potluck. I've been Cleves, I think, 4 times now. 3 out of 4, I've got someone up, and it's that pure panic. Please stand.
Please.
But there's such a mix of people in that audience, like, of ages, like, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like, I got chatting to the person on my left, and was like, they were a proper sort of traditional theatre goer, but they'd come to see it because it was different.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's what you want. Like, you've got this weird mix. There's obviously a lot of sort of teenage to young adult girls coming along, and that's like insane.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've also got this weird mix of older couples coming along, and that was great. And they're all up on their feet by the end. Like, they're all loving it.
I love the older people because they get the jokes that I don't get. Do you know the first thing? The Protestant joke.
Yeah.
It was most Protestant. I never understood
protest.
That. But you get the older people that do get it, and the whole Thomas Cromwell between 1532 and 1540 bit. So it's nice for them guys to be in for that bit.
Mm.
Yeah, we've always had a massive age range coming to the show, always.
How are you finding the travelling? Are you all on a bus?
No, so I drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got to travel, so I've got a train to Edinburgh. I'm not doing that.
No.
But yeah, I just drive everywhere. Because it's nice, because then if I'm going past Lincolnshire or Nottinghamshire, I could do a stop at home, see the family quick. I prefer driving.
Yeah.
Because then I know I can only have to rely on myself.
Mm.
And do all the digs get sorted for you?
We sort our digs. I think our digs for Dublin have been sorted, but we sort all our own. So we do like Airbnb or theatredigsbooker.com. So yeah, we get to sort that ourselves,
cool.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
Is it like you get the schedule and it's like a mad rush to like...
We had a schedule from ages ago. But very much, I think as soon as we got it, yeah, because there's also shows touring around the same time as us at the same venue.
Yeah.
So we were in Glasgow and Motown was there as well at the same time. So I remember that being a bit of a, oh God, we need to get our digs.
At least there's only six of you.
I'm trying to think how many have been out. 25 of us, I think, altogether. Yeah, 25. So we're a nice small company.
Yeah.
So it's easy. But then, like, we've all kind of paired off into our own groups.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who
hates
who?
No one. There was a rumour going about that actually on Twitter not long ago about that we all didn't like each other.
Really?
It couldn't be any further from the truth. I honestly can say every person in this company I like or is my friend 100%. There's no one who aggravates me or anything, and all us girls get on so well together.
Do you spend like social time together?
Well, yesterday my best friend came down, so I couldn't, but everyone else went to the bath spa.
People
went to the fashion museum. We went out for dinner the other night. So yeah, we all spend our time together. I think it'd be weird not to, because on stage we're all so close and have fun. I think if we weren't actually like that in real life, I personally would find it a struggle to do that on stage.
Yeah.
And we have little jokes on stage and stuff. We have so much fun. Yeah. I'd find it awkward to be thinking, well, you're a bitch. But on stage would be nice. I couldn't do it.
Have you ever been spotted out and they go, oh, it's the six out?
Yeah. In Glasgow. And I don't even, had I been on then? I think, I don't even know if I'd even been on then. Me and Athena were walking through the street and they were like, oh my God, it's Harriet and Athena. I was like, what the hell? So it's, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to have this forever, so I'll enjoy it while I can.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. And they're always nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you one thing I will say that was the nicest thing. So obviously, in musical theatre, you do only see like the skinnier girls and the taller girls and stuff. I remember a girl came up to me once day. I think she saw me in the street or something like that. She's like, I just want to say I came to see the show. No, she was staying at our digs. So she came in the door and I was like, oh my God. She's like, I just wanted to say thank you so much because it's so refreshing to see someone on stage who I look like, which is why I fell in love with Six in the first place, because it was all different women, shapes, sizes, accents. She was like, I just want to thank you so much. And you don't feel the pressure to change yourself because you're not the conventional size 8, size 10. And I was like, honestly, I'd look cry about that. It made me really sad. So that was really nice. It's just nice to meet all really nice people. And they are nice, fortunately.
Yeah.
Thank God. I don't know, I'm horrible yet, I don't think.
It'd be a lot harder if people weren't nice.
Oh, yeah. I don't go on Tumblr, though. I've heard that things go on Tumblr, I stay away from Tumblr.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I don't like to do that.
Oh.
So I stick to the Instagram and the Twitter.
Yeah.
They're the nice people are.
How does the group chat thing work? So I'm an old lady. You're in a group chat with a bunch of girls who wish you luck every day.
Oh, they bless them. They set up like an Instagram group, 4 of them. They just send me little messages.
And you're in it?
Yeah, they put me in it. So I think they follow me and then they added me into this little group.
Oh.
I think I had to follow them back. I can't remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's cute.
That's like so different to like 20 years ago when you just didn't have that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like the whole idea of fan mail, like kind of that you would have had to send a letter or something.
Yeah. Oh, we get sweets, chocolate.
Have you had any like interesting gifts, like sponges or
balloons? Oh yeah, I've had a strawberry, like a big sponge that was a raspberry.
Oh.
Yeah, I've had that.
That's where the popped into my head.
Yeah. I've had that. We get like bed socks, face masks.
Ooh.
People drawing pictures of us, letters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we get really nice. What did I get the other day? I got a horseshoe good luck necklace. Oh, actually, I got a lovely girl called Chloe who met me at stage door and bought me a Pandora necklace that was a four-leaf clover.
Wow.
Yeah, you get really nice stuff. Jodie gets mental stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, Jodie gets really nice gifts.
Can they all go home with, like, 6 suitcases?
Yeah. I've got
Is that why you have to drop home, stop home?
Yeah. Yeah. My personal case is just full of nice treats and stuff.
Oh, wow.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I don't know many shows that would get that at all.
No.
Like, there's a few maybe West End shows that you get a big sort of, maybe you sort of Dear Evan Hansen's kind of, like, fandom behind it, but nothing compared to this.
No.
Sorry,
I was just going to say, but you find now, like, Millie O'Connell, who went to do Soho Cinders, fans definitely followed her. Definitely. And they've gone to Anne Juliet for Grace. So they're all starting to spread out now and filter into those shows.
And do you go to stage door every day?
I did. Have I done this week? I've done 2 this week because when it's a massive crowd, you know, when you go out and you're all excited and you speak up here the whole time and you come up, my voice just can't do it.
Yeah.
So I didn't do last night or the night before because I knew I had a show the next day and Berlin's a tough old sing for the harmonies. Whenever I can, I do Manchester. Oh, hundreds and hundreds of people.
How long were you there for?
One night we were there for, I think, an hour and 15 minutes.
Jeez.
Yeah, an hour and 15 minutes. Here it's all right. You're like, it's like a quick half an hour thing.
Yeah.
Or Lauren Drew's very good. She comes out, she's like, right, get your books out, do your pictures. I need to go get a train. So she just runs around and does it. But yeah, we do like to take like time, stop, talk. pictures.
Yeah. And do you feel the pressure that at least, you know, a couple of you have to go out? Or is it not quite at that?
We had a lady on stage door, I remember, at a venue. And she got annoyed with us because we weren't doing stage door. But it was one of the days, it was an hour and 50, it was the hour and 15 minute day, and we were going to avoid it. But then she was at the stage door, she was like, I'm not being funny, guys, but they're all waiting here for you. Why don't you just go out and do it? And we were like, right. So we went and did it, and that was the day. Obviously, it was the longest thing. But we do enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
We do like it. I just like talking to people.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And it's nice to get your face out there, because then you make like lots of nice connections with people, and then you meet people. Like, I met a woman the other day from Nottingham. We had a chat about Nottingham. Mm-hmm. So it is nice. But yeah, there is a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
That one of us at least has to go out. Shax is amazing at stage door.
Is she?
She's out there every single day. She loves it.
It's like you said, like, on the one hand, like, you know, you have to, like, enjoy the moments while they happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, you also have to, as a performer, look after your voice and look after your, like, sleep and, yeah.
Just get some rest.
What are some tips you could give someone for looking after yourself on the road? Like,
sleep. Water.
As you did the other day.
Yes. When I was in here.
Do you give yourself, like, a strict bedtime?
Because obviously I live with people.
Yeah.
It's nice to go home and be around each other and just chill out. Because I find it quite hard to wind down after a show.
Yeah.
So I'm still quite busy when I get home.
It's such a high. Like,
yeah.
That last sort of the
Mega Six.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The Mega Six.
Called? I think it's really called a Mega Mix, but we call it Mega Six.
Yeah.
After that, you're just so. And then when you do stage door and people being lovely too, and it's like, oh, this is so nice. Yeah. I find it hard to wind down. One thing I would say, this is something I did when I first came on tour. Don't go out on the sesh every night because you're excited. I was going out, obviously, because you're still getting to get know new people, so you're out socialising all the time. You don't have to. Just chill. Have one night out a week when you know you're not on or something like that. Yeah, and just look after yourself. Take your time to yourself. Have days where you can, and you're allowed to be lazy. Like, I had a day the other day when I was literally in bed all day and I felt awful, but you're allowed that time to do it. Just look after yourself. Drink water, eat well, don't get pissed every night, and do something else as well.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing, because this job definitely consumes your life.
Mm-hmm.
Find something else that you enjoy to do as well, because if not, you'll just get too stuck in it.
What have you found that is that thing that you enjoy?
I like going out and doing random things.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and shopping.
Yeah.
Shopping's been my thing. And going to different coffee shops. Yeah, I just like doing random stuff. So I like to go to a different town and find something strange to do.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really lovely.
And escape rooms.
Yeah.
I love escape rooms. So I do that. But yeah, no, I think a lot of the girls, like Maddie loves to read, or Jen loves to go to the gym, Jodie loves to go to the gym. Yeah, it's just finding something else.
Mm.
That you can do.
Yeah, something that's not work.
Yeah. Work related.
Yeah.
So what is the best thing about Six and the tour for you, and what's the worst thing, or something
almost
that you really miss from not being, or, yeah, we're challenging.
Yeah. This sounds so... I just love Six. I just love doing it. That's the best thing about it. It's 75 minutes. You get to feel like a pop star for an hour and 15. It's just my favourite thing. And the audiences are definitely one of my favourite things. The worst thing is definitely being away from my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm such like a home bird. Because my sister's just had twins, so. And I miss being away from them a lot. But luckily, she sends me videos all the time.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
It's the whole family thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I'm having the best time of life. And that's the thing, like, I know I'm trying to enjoy every minute of it, because I know one day I'm not going to have it. Which is what makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I'm very lucky, very fortunate. Thank you to all the fans. it's incredible. And these group of girls are amazing. So talented. So talented.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I think, oh God, I'm going on for that track today. Because I know how incredible the girls are. And I get that. I feel the pressure from that.
Yeah.
But then, again, from the rehearsals and the creatives, like, you've just got to go and be yourself.
Mm.
And that's
it. You're not copying them. You're not doing that. Yeah.
That's one thing. They were so... certain on in rehearsals, do not copy each other. Because even in rehearsals, when we learn the songs, we get time to make up our own riffs. So what you hear me sing as part last night, Athena doesn't do.
Okay.
So everyone has their own different
thing
on
nice.
It.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it very much feels like your own part when you go on.
Oh,
Was it difficult not to copy each other? Or
yeah, it's difficult not to copy the soundtrack. Oh my God, because I listened to it
yeah.
from 2 years ago till my audition. So when I had to go in there, like, right, what, do your own riffs? And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing, because I got so used to hearing Natalie or Millie or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you can't listen to it anymore.
Oh, I still listen to it. Oh, yeah, okay. But we're driving sometimes.
Do you really?
Yeah, we drive together. Sometimes I'll have ex-wives on or something like that. And when I have it on, I don't turn it off. I like listening to it.
Oh.
And do you like sing it around the house and in the shower? And...
I get home every night and I sing all alone, on a throne, in a palace that I happen to own. That's always in my head. Always.
Wow.
Yeah. Six is just on the brain. But yeah, but even when, like, when I sit in my dressing room and I'm doing... Let's say I'm doing work for Kay Howard or something. I always have the tannoy on because I like to listen to it.
Yeah.
So I listen to the whole show.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
Oh,
so to wrap it up then, can you, what advice would you give to someone that's kind of looking to start off in the musical theatre industry? What do you wish you'd known going in?
What big I wish I'd again, known. Sorry. Oh, well, maybe I wish I'd known it sooner because I did find it out. When you graduate, keep going to classes, to workshops, getting seen by people. That's the biggest piece of advice I can give someone. Yeah. And my second biggest piece of advice is don't copy anyone. You need to know who you are as a performer and go and do that, because you're the only person that can do that and you can do it to your back, because no one is you.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. I think that's big. I think definitely now in this... the musical theatre, the way it's going now, you're allowed to do that. It's not, you haven't got to be a carbon copy of the person who's been in before you. Just do you. That's the most gangster thing I've ever said. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's such
a Yeah, just keep working hard. Don't rely on this whole saying of, oh, it's who you know. It's absolutely not who you know. You've got to put the work in. That's the only reason I got this job, is because I was doing workshops for 4 years and I met a guy who put me up for Early Birds, who I did Early Birds, who then was this, and then they knew this. It's all completely, you've got to do the work.
Yeah.
Don't get lazy. Go to workshops, be yourself, they're the two biggest things.
That's so lovely. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
And obviously, thank you for like a great show last night.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the next, 7,000 weeks of tour that you've got.
I can't wait.
Great. Oh, also, have a brilliant show today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who are you tonight?
Anne Boleyn.
Oh, cool.
Oh, do you want to just plug your Twitter or something? Where can people find out more? You can find out more about the rest of the tour, I assume, at
Six the Musical website, but you can also find anyone who is interested in alternates always on my Instagram, which is I think it's Harriet Watson 92. I think it is.
If not, I'll check and I'll edit it in.
Thank you. And then West End Understudies on Twitter.
Yeah.
On my Twitter, has_Watson.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to Harriet for giving up your morning to talk to us. It was absolutely wonderful. We enjoyed hearing about all aspects of life on the road as one of the queens.
Yeah, and we wish you the absolute best of luck with the rest of your tour, as well as the rest of all of the six runs queens and tours and cruise ships. Great. If you want to get tickets, then you can find them on the website.
On Six the Musical website. And do follow Harriet on Instagram and Twitter, as we spoke about earlier.
And also, maybe follow us.
Yeah.
Like our podcast.
That would be lovely.
We've
got loads more episodes that you can go back and listen to if you're a first-time listener, with lots of various musicals and plays and interesting people across the country.
So tell your friends and family, anyone who hasn't listened, to give us a listen, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.